I don't know. I started out my freshman year of high school as a safety and hit a growth spurt sophomore and junior year and maintained my athleticism and stayed back there and, had a lot of success playing deep and, it worked out. It was a first team All-State. I'm pretty sure that they knew I wasn't going to do that in college, but, it was fun. Yeah, it was incredible. I really credit that to why I learned the position so fast, playing around guys like Joey, Adolphus Washington, and even behind you having guys like Darren Lee, Raekwon McMillan. I don't know, it's a special feeling when you're out there and you got so many talented guys around you. It's what it's going to prepare me for the next level. You're going to be playing with guys like that at the next level. I felt like I already had a taste of that at Ohio State. Yeah, it's been fun. Tyquan's got the flu. Haven't been able to be with him as much, but, there's Jalen right next to me. It's something we always talked about, always dreamed, and, I'm really happy to share this with these guys I spent the last 4 years with. Yeah. Yeah, if you look at where it got us, we're all here, and we're all in great positions to play at the next level. That's kind of the picture we had in our heads and what Coach Johnson told us would happen, and we just had faith in that. And although we don't have crazy numbers, it all worked out in the end, and we're here. We joke about it, but, we'd bet each other $20, whoever gets the first sack in the game and stuff like that, but it was all fun. No, not really. We all just want to get out here and show what we can do and, make the best case for why we should be picked for the next level. Yeah, no, it's a tough dilemma. I'm just doing everything in my power to make sure I go. First night of the draft, showing teams why they want me on the team, how much value I can provide. And, if it doesn't work out, I'll be ready to, whatever team does decide to pick me up, to give them everything I got. So, you're right, like you said, I'm not too worried about when I go. It's all about where I go. Yeah, I did. I actually saw him today. Yeah, he's a professional. I always knew even when playing with him, he's going to have success. And now he's with the Patriots, and it's great to have that connection. And I still have talked to him every day since I've been here. And he's doing great. I have a formal with them tonight. Just I want to get them and show. What my Ohio State coaches have told them about my football IQ and the person that I am on and off the field. I want to get in front of them and, get on the board. And also on the field, I want to show how I can move in space, my athleticism, and just everything that I can offer to a team and tell them face-to-face how I'm going to give them my best shot. Yeah, a lot of teams have different opinions on me, where I'd play. Obviously, I'd play anywhere and do any job that I was asked to play, but I could play a 4-3 base end, 3-4 outside backer, 3-4, 5 technique, 4 technique. I can really do it all, so I think that's another thing that I provide value is multiple positions. Say that again? Yeah, about as close I'll get.
About a year ago, Rick Shannon said, "Your defensive line at Ohio State, the most talented he's ever worked with, that included the NFL, that included guys like Gerald McCoy and Michael Bishop. How did you guys take that as players?"
We didn't really talk about it. We saw it in the media, and we kind of knew that we were getting high praise like that and put pressure on us to deliver on that. And, someone like Coach Yana sticks his neck out and says something like that for you, you have to live up to it. We did our best to have a great season and play hard and live up to that, but it was a great honor for him to say that.
How did he help you? He's got an NFL background. How does he help you prepare for the NFL?
he's just a great mentor. He's got so much experience and so much knowledge that, you know, when I asked him throughout this process, issues I had or how to handle things, gave him a call, he picked right up, told me what the best thing to do was and how to handle every situation to give it my best shot. Yeah, it's a combination of things. You know, I graduated, and that was a big major thing I wanted to do at college. I also went out with a big win over USC, and a lot of my other guys were leaving. So, you know, I felt like I was ready after four long years. How's the chance? Yeah, I got like 3 or 4 days off, then went out to California and started training. So. You know, I didn't want to waste the day because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So it was a quick turnaround. Yeah. Yeah. I just that's something I want to improve. I want to get out there. Do D-line drills, linebacker drills, show them how fluid I am when I move, and just do everything I can to disprove that. You know, that's in the past. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, a great player. I'm still upset about that, but we should have beat him if we wanted to stop him, so... Yeah, I heard about that. Actually, yeah, I heard about it. It's funny. Yeah, I've been talking to – I'm really close with Nick. You know, I still talk to him all the time. I talked to Draymond about, you know, stepping up and becoming a leader and what he has to do. You know, I think the D-line's in great hand. B.B. Landers, they're in a great position to have a big year. And Coach Johnson – leading that room, they can accomplish anything. It's hard, you know, you see it all over the place. I try to stay away from it because the only thing that matters is what the NFL personnel sees. And your resume is what you put on tape, and I feel like I got really good tape. So the best thing I can do right now is prepare, or I was preparing to showcase myself as best I possibly can to reaffirm what they saw on tape. Yeah, I really want to disprove, you know, I hear a lot of questions about my athleticism transitioning to the next level, and I just want to get out there on the field and show them how I move and how I can do things at the next level. I worked really hard at the three cone. I want to show them my flexibility and ability to change direction. I'm really good at all the agility drills, and then also just doing linebacker drills as long as the D lineman drills. Pretty much everything, you know. I just want to go out there and compete. Yeah, it's just. A vision that he had a long time ago that, you know, we didn't really see at first, and we just trusted in Coach Johnson and the process, saying that, you know, if we worked together and bought into the culture of the D-line room, we would end up here, and look, we're here standing at the NFL Combine next to each other getting ready to play at the next level, and, you know, it's just an experience and a feeling right now that made everything worth it. Yeah, I mean, back in my time at Ohio State, I was behind one of the, you know, best players in college football, Joey Bosa, and he taught me a lot, and paired with one of the best coaches in college football, Larry Johnson. And, you know, I just became a student of the game and watched defensive linemen because I had to learn quick. And there's just a lot of guys. I love watching Ryan Kerrigan. He plays the game fast and violent. And, yeah, those two guys really... yeah, I had a lot of informal meetings, just trying to make myself available I think I have a meeting with them tonight.
Sam, I know you told the story about 1,000 times, I mean 2,000, but can you tell this dodgeball story about our project?
Yeah, so I was a lacrosse recruit in high school, and after one state my junior year of high school, my football coach came up and said, you know, you're going to be getting some interest for college football. And I said, all right, awesome. And one day my high school coach was my gym teacher, and the high school college coaches come in to see him. And we were in a dodgeball game in gym class one day, and it happened to be the day Coach Meyer was visiting our school to see some recruits. And he walked in, and I was playing dodgeball, and I guess he noticed me. I got introduced, and everything, the rest is history. Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, it's a tough subject and something you got to handle head on because we didn't play good enough that day. But the thing I always like to look at is the resiliency of our team and the leadership we had to come back and win the next week. I haven't seen him, honestly. I saw him the day he got here, and he was really just fighting through a tough illness. I think he's doing better because I saw he weighed in, but I haven't been able to talk to him. No, we just got here. Yeah, he recruited me. He's a Cincinnati guy. He's one of the best coaches I've ever been around, and he just brings a passion and love for the game that is infectious, and everyone around him is energized just by his presence, and I love being coached by him, and I'm really excited that he's got an opportunity at the next level. Yeah, I feel like if you're a football player and you love the game of football, you can't not appreciate the way he goes about his business. And the next level, he'll be just as energized and passionate as he was in college. You know, I trained with a bunch of Michigan guys, and you know, we got bragging rights. I never lost a game to them, and you know, I don't really feel bad for the program that they got angst or whatever, but I know that our guys are back at winter workouts right now thinking about beating them next year, so just hopefully continuing that. As players, they're very similar players, you know, very similar body types, way they play, way they walk, everything's very similar. And just a little bit different personalities, but they're still the same, cut from the same cloth. You know, they're very loyal, good people. What's that? Not much difference. You'd be hard-pressed to find many differences from the two. Yeah, this last year, Coach Yano took over the defense, and he's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves, and he wanted to do a lot of different things to switch up the looks, and he used me and my versatility to be able to stand up, drop, rush from different spots, and he just really wanted to give different looks and surprise offenses, and I was able to be the moving piece that did that, and it also showcased what I can do to the teams at the next level. Yeah, I think what Chase Young last year was backing me up, doing the same thing I was doing. He was doing a great job, and I think that if they decide to do the same thing this year, which I'm sure they will, he'll be able to step right in there and do that. Yeah, any team I go to, I want to improve the pass rush. You know, I'm a student of the game, and I want to keep improving my pass rush, run stopping ability, and then just overall the way I play. I play relentlessly, hard to find a play that I'm not going full speed, and just the way I listen and always do my job.
Are there any plays, specific games, anything that kind of stand out in your mind that if an NFL team's going to look and see what you can do, you'd want to point them to?
A lot. You know, that's the whole goal is you play every play like you're being evaluated, because that's what they evaluate you on is your film. Nothing specific. I just wanted my resume from the past 3 years to put me in a good position for now. You know, I just want to present who I am and who I am as a person and as a player. I want to get across my football IQ. I think that's one of my stronger assets. And just be open and honest about everything that I would give to whatever team drafts me. I haven't been asked too many odd questions, you know. Everything's been pretty, makes sense why they would ask me these questions. So I got nothing crazy.
Last one here.
Oh, yeah, everyone in Cincinnati is a Bengals fan. Yeah, I grew up, went to Paul Brown Stadium a bunch. Yeah, I had an informal talk with them.
Thank you, Sam.
Yep, thank you. Huh?
I didn't know you were Chandler.
Yeah, was he just talking?